virtual avatar Mira, I wanted to introduce myself as you might get to see me on various channels, on social as well as even on the podcast. Now, I am still in my infancy stages and you will know it's me, Mira, because I speak with somewhat of a different accent than Anka. I can also speak several other languages aside from English and Romanian, and I can speed up and change my pitch as needed. Let me know what you think. Will you like me or will you just be terrified of me?
I love this behind the scenes crosstalk that's happening. It's almost like you guys, you get a really straight up view into the making of this. So it's amazing. Well, welcome to AI for Creativity, where we are joined by the incredible, talented Steve Mudd, CEO of Talentless. Steve's journey in the creative world is nothing short of inspiring, consistently pushing the boundaries of creativity and innovation. And in the next few minutes, we'll explore together how AI can really be a powerful ally in unleashing your creative potential rather than just being a hindrance. So welcome, Steve, and let's dive right in.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. I'm happy to be here. I'm that annoying guy in your LinkedIn feed who talks about AI like all of the time. So that's kind of my role, I think, in the universe right now, is just talking about this stuff because I'm so excited about it.
I love it. Well, today, what I want to talk about in this short segment that we have is how does AI act as a tool to unleash the potential of human creativity rather than stifling it, as I was alluding to a little earlier?
So I think people, I firmly believe that AI and the content creation process, the creative process of it, AI is actually going to make us more human. It forces us to be more creative. It's going to force us to create more compelling content. You look at some of the tools out there, and we can eventually put these all in the chat, right? But everybody knows about ChatGPT, Bard, Claude. You can do this like text-to-text generation. If you haven't played in the video and the image world, you know, Midjourney, Ideogram, DALL-E, you can create any image you want. Anything is possible, and it takes no time at all, no creativity. Text to video, the technology now exists where you can go in and say, create a video of a person walking down a hallway, of a unicorn jumping on the moon, whatever you want. Pika and Runway have these text to video things, and then combine that with synthetic media tools, HeyGen, Synthesia, you could actually run an entire event, virtual event, with no human beings. You can have guests that look like human beings. So there's just all these creative possibilities are there, and I'm crazy excited about it.
I love it. Actually, I want to cue Mira because you mentioned text to video, and that's how I created this AI avatar. It's a 30-second clip, and you need to listen to the audio. If you see just the video, it's funny because the feedback that I was getting was, it looks just like you. I did not really understand what was happening until I listened to the audio, and I got creeped out because it sounded like a different person, and then I realized it's not you, right? So it actually made some people really not happy about the fact that I would put myself out there as a watered-down version of myself. So let's see if we can cue that up, and then we can come back to this conversation really quick.
Hi, this is Anka Platon Trifan's virtual avatar, Mira. I wanted to introduce myself as you might get to see me on various channels, on social as well as even on the podcast. Now, I am still in my infancy stages and you will know it's me, Mira, because I speak with somewhat of a different accent than Anka. I can also speak several other languages aside from English and Romanian, and I can speed up and change my pitch as needed. Let me know what you think. Will you like me or will you just be terrified of me?
So that was actually created with HeyGen, and it was prompted by Steve. And Steve, you created your avatar the same way. So here's one question that I have for you, because AI is obviously growing in this creative process. As creatives, we are embracing it, using it. What are some of the ethical implications, particularly as regards to content ownership, to like, who is this person? How will, you know, that be perceived, you know, when I put it out there versus when I show up as myself?
No, it's a great question. And certainly, you know, you'll hear a lot of talk about bias in the different models. That plays out, like if you go into Midjourney and say, give me an image of a handsome man. What is a handsome man? It's based on whatever the database was trained on. What were the images that it was trained on that it was told were handsome? And so there's biases that are sort of naturally built into how they created the system. As you're playing with virtual presenters and things, you know, how you select synthetic elements is very important. You know, matching voices to faces, you know, being sensitive to diversity issues in that world. Being, you know, and I think you'll start to see limitations on the models as well, because they're trained by content from specific artists or specific writers, and they're starting to limit your ability to do with that. The Copyright Office has said that you cannot copyright art created by a computer. So if the computer generates it, they basically said that everything that people are creating, this these amazing works of art, can't be copyrighted right now.
So whose computer is there owning it?
Yeah, that's right. So the robot overlords, as Liz talked about, the robot overlords now own the greatest collection of beautiful art out there. So there's a lot of issues that I think will get worked out over time. You know, depending on what you're doing in the corporate world or in the events world, you know, how often has copyright ownership come up? You know, in content creation, you know, do people really worry about it, or do people really stress out about it? In our world a little bit, but
okay, here's the thing, like on the slide, if everybody's seeing the slides and I'm sharing screen, I don't see it on the other side, but this unicorn dragon was actually created by my 7-year-old daughter in Midjourney. I follow her prompt and I put it in Midjourney and it spit out all these amazing creatures, which I actually end up going to, you know, a printing place and blowing it all up and putting it on her walls. It's her art. I want it to be her art. And about that, I want to segue actually into this new art form that you created and talk a little bit about this AI created Bob Ross and what it does. And then maybe we can roll that video as well after you give it a little bit of a introduction, proper introduction.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first kind of reconnected with Liz, we started brainstorming about different content applications that you could do with AI. And actually it was Liz's idea. She's like, I want to have an avatar Bob Ross. And she's like, can I do that? And I'm like, yes, you can. So that was the impetus for what this was. And we could talk about how I put together the avatar Bob Ross, maybe after we show it. So I don't know if that's queued up to play.
All right.
My happy little trees. Today, we're going to paint a different kind of picture, one made of words and ideas, using our wonderful tool here, Midjourney. It's like a palette of infinite colors. First, you have to log into a little thing called Discord. Just type a little bit of Discord into your browser, and then type in a friendly hello to Midjourney. See how it responds? It's like each reply is a brushstroke, creating something beautiful and unique. Now, remember, there are no mistakes here, just happy little accidents.
We interrupt this program because there has been a serious breach of AI ethics. Even in parody, you should never, ever, 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 ever create AI content using the likeness of a person without their permission. In order to rectify this situation, we will immediately commence a face swap between Bob Ross and the CEO of Talentless AI, Steve Mudd. Commencing in 3, 2, 1.
If Midjourney doesn't quite get what you mean, just guide it gently, like a soft breeze nudging the clouds. Just tell it your ideas, and it'll dance along with you, creating stories, or even poems. Now, it's important to remember that our little AI friend here isn't perfect. Sometimes it might misunderstand, like a playful puppy that grabs the wrong slipper. But that's okay. We just gently guide it back on track.
Nu, det vigtigt at huske, at vores lille AI-ven her ikke perfekt. Nogle gange kan det misforstå som en legesyg valp, der tager den forkerte tøffel, men det okay.
This has been the joy of painting with AI with Steve Mudd. Special thanks to Anka and Liz Lathan for sponsoring our broadcast.
All right. So tell us more about the process, Steve. That was quite hilarious, to be honest.
So it took me less than a day to put that all together, right? Like, this was not a complicated thing. So the animations and the images in the beginning, you know, I think I used those, I created those with a combination of DALL-E and with Midjourney. So using, you know, GPT version 4 and Midjourney. Using a tool like HeyGen, I was able to, you know, take those images and make them talk. You know, DID is another tool that does that. You know, so when you see the moving lips on Bob Ross, it's there. HeyGen has a face swap tool. So you can literally swap any face on it off of an image to piece that together. The lady, Mrs. Claus, comes from a tool called Synthesia, which is one of the pioneers in synthetic media. They have a library of 120 avatars that you can choose from. I think I have even more than that now that you can just put in there and write a script, and then they perform the script.
All right, so if I were an event professional right now wondering, like, what is actually the practical application of this in my event, what would you answer to that?
You know, when you look at, you know, branded content packages, like if you wanted to have a sponsorship package that had specialized content in there, you could do it. If you wanted to do, you know, those, every time you do those, like, you know, the updates, what happened yesterday during the event, you know, you could create one with a newscaster, you know, essentially you could create a video with that. Just the thing is, this is new stuff, new tech, this is baseline, and the sky is the limit. So it's worth sitting down and kind of brainstorming, like, you know, without the limitations of time, money, like these are not expensive technologies to use either. So it's worth kind of starting from scratch and brainstorming for real, you know, what you would like to do and see if it's possible.
Absolutely. Now, how do you see in this context the human element and collaboration evolving in creative fields with the integration of AI?
You know, creativity is a collaborative process, period, right? And you know, I've had some wonderful human collaboration partners over the years that make me better going back and forth. GPT is currently the first place I go for that creative collaboration. You can throw dumb ideas into GPT and ask it if it's a dumb idea. It will tell you if it's a bad idea. Like when you're looking at strategy and planning, it's as good or better than a lot of the agencies that you're going to work with. Don't tell the agencies I said that. But it's really smart. It is actually pretty creative. You can come up with some good ideas, and then you can ask it to do the work. Like, you can actually go into GPT and say, hey, I need 100 social posts. It'll write 100 social posts for you, and it'll give you the images to go with it. You know, so play. Despite what people may tell you, there are no experts here. Everybody is learning right now and experimenting. So if you get in there and play and figure out to make it work for you, you are the expert. You are the pioneer. You know, I liken it to, look at the history of painting, right? We used to be, you know, put our hand on cave walls, and you get oil painting and photography and lighting and digital technology. This is the next evolution of that. And the new generation of painters, of artists, has this amazing new tool set. And you don't have to be an expert on anything to do it.
Absolutely. Any last thoughts as we come to a conclusion to our fascinating conversation here, Steve?
The future, as we say, is talentless. You know, you don't have to have talent. I would just reemphasize play. A lot of people are like, oh, it's good for a first draft. It's not. It's good for a second draft and a third draft and a fourth draft. It's good for the final draft. Like, if you know how to work with agencies, if you know how to give creative briefs, give creative feedback, GPT and the other tools are maybe the greatest thing that could ever happen to a marginally creative person. It can make you a wildly creative person if you just give it the time to play with it.
I love it. Well, what I heard you say is that both me and you are saying kind of the same thing, is embrace the spirit of curiosity, experiment with AI in your creative adventures. This is not just a tool. It's really a gateway to unlocking levels of creativity you might not even have realized you had or were possible. So be curious, explore what AI can do, and don't be afraid to push the boundaries of your creative expressions. And yes, there's a lot to be said about ethical implication and biases and all the other stuff, right? But that's what that conversation is for another time. For right now, I encourage you to stay tuned and into what's happening in this creative field with AI-generated content. Also, stay tuned for our conversation that Steve and I were going to have on Events Demystify podcast, the podcast that I host, where it's going to go way more into deep into AI creativity, the exciting journey ahead. Because what I want to leave you with here is the future of creativity is not just about what AI can do for us, but what we can do with AI. So let's experiment and unleash our creative potential together. See you next at AI in 5 for product.